This is Vatican Radio. As Pope Francis makes his 17th apostolic visit to Sweden for a joint commemoration of the Reformation, together with leaders of the Lutheran World Federation, the president of the Federation, Bishop Munib Younan, says he reciprocates the Pope's feeling of closeness between the two churches. Philippa Hitchin spoke to Bishop Younan about his hopes for this visit.
Pope Francis spoke in an interview this week about his expectations for the visit to Sweden. He summarised them in the word closeness. What are your personal hopes for the long-term impacts of this visit here?
First of all, I want to say I'm happy to hear that His Holiness is speaking that of the closeness, and we reciprocate that feeling with him. Why? First of all, we have behind us 50 years of deep theological dialogue between the Lutheran Church and the Catholic Church. And this dialogue was built on issues. And this is the reason we signed the Joint Declaration on Justification by Faith in 1999. We also have written together the Joint Lutheran Catholic Commission from Conflict to Communion. So we feel we are close also, and it will tomorrow in the joint commemoration of Reformation 500 years, when we are co-hosting together LWF and the Vatican, the Pope, myself as president of LWF, and Reverend Martin Junger, it will consolidate that closeness to each other, that we more and more see that we are brothers and sisters in Christ. We see the image of Christ in the other, despite our differences.
This is a very historic event, as you say, the first concelebration of the Reformation. But how do you get that message of closeness across to people in the pews in countries where Catholics and Lutherans are still very mistrusting of each other because of the divisions of the past?
The division of the past must not determine our future today. Yes, this is the reason we say we're going from conflict to communion. We need to do it in two ways. One, we will be committed from this service to have a common witness in the world that we are together missionaries or carrying the gospel of love to ourselves first and then to the others. Secondly, we are committed also tomorrow by common diaconia, prophetic diaconia, joint service for the world to alleviate poverty, to address the issue of refugees and serve them, to work together in relief work, development work. And I think this is a sign of the closeness that today, tomorrow, we are going to sign Caritas and Lutheran Federation World Service, an agreement that we commit ourselves to work together for the benefit of every human being. This is our message, and this is the message of the Catholic Church. This is the Pope which has said, and we are saying this. So people in the pew must feel that we are together, sisters and brothers in Christ. No more people who speak on division, but people who speak on common witness together.
The Pope also spoke about the urgency of this Christian unity, this growing together in closeness, because of those who are being persecuted and killed for their Christian faith in different parts of the world, including the Middle East. This is a message that resonates very strongly with you, doesn't it?
Yes. I think, these people who have been persecuted for their faith in the Middle East, in Nigeria, in Pakistan, in Sudan, wherever they are, they have become our model, role model for Christian martyria in the world. And we admire them. And we pray that God may give them strength. And we must not ignore them, because they are carrying the cross in their bodies. This is the reason, we tell them, continue in your faith, don't give up, don't be afraid, little flock, for God is pleased to give you the kingdom.
What message will you be taking back home to the Middle East when you return to Jerusalem, to Bethlehem, to the places where the church is struggling so hard in these days?
The message I carry here, first of all, religion, which is understood sometimes to be a problem, when we are dialoguing together, religion will become part of the solution. So we will tell the extremists, don't use God and don't use religion for your own political reasons. Religion must be the solution for justice, peace, and reconciliation. I carry the message to here and so on, that only unity, even if we are different, only unity will strengthen the churches in Jerusalem, in the Holy Land, and in the whole Middle East. This unity is not our work, it's the work of the Holy Spirit, and we must take it seriously. And thirdly, we want to tell the politicians in the Middle East and the politician in Europe and United States, please put aside your political interests. There are human beings who want justice in Palestine, in Israel, in Syria, in Iraq, and in the whole Middle East. Give these people a chance to live their dignity as God had meant it to them. And that's what I will carry to everybody, to every human being in the Middle East. Do not be afraid. Continue your line of justice, even if it looks very far.